Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is the first off day for Aaron Judge. I mean, they have played their guys every single day. And so to see it was kind of jarring. And off that Dodger series, and while Judge is, you know, the player of the week and hitting a home run every single game, and while it seemed odd, they're better off for it. They get a win. Judge... always, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to guarantee you a winning bet, but I always bet a home, Judge hit home run the day after an off day. He responds to off days as well as anyone. He always comes back the next day and has a big time game. So hopefully they can continue their winning ways as they'll take on Kansas City again tomorrow for the game two of a 4-game set. And Aaron Boone tied for 7th in Yankee history with Billy Martin for manager victories, as he gave you one last night. What a doozy. He doesn't want to go to his big-time relievers. He has Michael Tonkin come in and save the game. He puts the punt line up forth. He's ordering bunts and squeezes. What a night for Aaron Boone. And I got to tell you, I got a call in the newsroom earlier last night while I was watching the game about Aaron Boone. And I got to tell you, I think it was as insightful a call I've ever heard. I was talking to them in the newsroom on the phone, and I think they figured out a major issue with Aaron Boone. So we got to get to that next. But right now, 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Jonathan in Los Angeles. What's up, Jonathan?
Hey, what's up, C-Mac? Long-time listener, first-time caller, man.
Oh, well, thank you for calling, man. How are you?
No problem. Pretty good, man. Especially with this Yankee win, it's pretty comfortable. Nice little quick dub we got.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this past series, this past weekend, it's just the marbles didn't fall far our place, bro. We didn't have our aces, you know. But hey, I could just sit here and whine. It is what it is. I think overall this team is really good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something, C-Mac. Is it just me, or am I getting like Randy Johnson vibes with Tonkin?
Randy Johnson vibes?
Yeah, like the way he throws, and he just throws like fastballs, and he just strikes out. Like, does he resemble Randy Johnson, or is it just me?
Yeah, I mean, their pitching doesn't look anything alike. He doesn't throw nearly as hard as Randy Johnson threw. I think the mustache kind of look, maybe a little bit. I could see the actual like physical resemblance, but as an actual pitcher, no, I don't see much of a resemblance with Randy Johnson.
Okay, well, hopefully he's one of those Cashman bullpen guys that Cashman discovered.
No doubt, and Matt Blake. Don't leave out Matt Blake, the pitching coach that Matt Blake works with and develops them. I mean, just it's been remarkable what he turns all these guys into.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they especially Matt Blake. He gets a lot of credit. Last question. I'll see Matt before I leave. I hear you on the other side. Do you see the Yankees going after Goldschmidt or Renato?
No.
Or if not, what other players do you think Cashman is going to be looking for? Once again, great show, C-Mac.
Thank you.
Talk to you later, man. Thank you.
You got it. Well, listen, again, with the trade deadline is more tricky than ever to either predict, to look at, to try and figure out, or to acquire, or to sell, for that matter. But with the wild card, the extra wild card, so many teams believe they're in it that it's hard at this point on June 11th to get an idea of who's going to be determined out of it by the end. Now, there are some teams. So, look, I think there's no doubt they are going to try and acquire. They're still waiting for Efros. They're still waiting for Lou Trevino, who could help in this bullpen. But and as much as I'll tell you, all these guys have been good, and maybe Tonkin is going to be something for them. I mean, we'll see. Weaver clearly is, and Holmes is a good closer. He doesn't miss as many bats as you'd like. He gets the ball put in play, but still pretty damn good. But I think they're 100% going to be looking for another bullpen arm, a steady 7th, 8th inning lockdown type guy they're going to try and get. And then the question is, what will they do at third base and or first base? Now, Rengifo of, I just had his stats up too, of the Angels, has really had a very nice season. Lou Rengifo, let me look at Rengifo. So he's playing third for the Angels. They're out of it. They're not going to be a team that's going to contend, and I'm sure they're looking to sell. So right now, 6 years. So I'm sure he's. I got to double check this, but just looking at it, I'm pretty sure I read it too. He's a free agent at the end of the year, so it's a rental. He's hitting .316. He's got an .815 OPS, and he's got a .370 on base percentage. He plays a solid third base. I think that could be a target. You got to look at teams that right now, if you're going to look at teams, you got to look at teams that are so far out of it, you know they're going to be selling. Like we joke about it, the Mets, right? They have the third worst record in the National League. They're three games out of the wild card. How do I look at a National League? How do I look at, in the standings and see all teams but two within less than five games of a wild card and tell me who's going to become available? I have no idea. It's very difficult to try and navigate to figure out who the Yankees could target because I don't know who's going to make players available. I can guess and surmise and have an educated opinion on it, but I don't know. Last year, we all thought Bellinger was going to be a Yankee. The Cubs are trading. The Cubs are selling. The Cubs are selling. The Cubs are selling. The Cubs got hot a week before the deadline and caught up to the wild card race and said, nah, we'll chase this thing. And then he wasn't made available. So, I mean, who knows? Corey in L.A. What's up, Corey?
Hey, Shezak, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I need some help here. I know this is a first world problem, but am I crazy for fearing that if Judge has too good a season, it could affect Soto's free agency, either because Soto wants to be the man or another team is actually more desperate to sign him to be their man, their Judge? I mean, am I crazy for thinking
that? I don't think the second one clearly is plausible, and it has nothing to do with how well Judge plays. I mean, there could be teams out there more desperate than the New York Yankees offering bigger money than the Yankees. And even if Judge has an average season, Judge is still a great player, and the Yankees won't have that same desperate need for a star player. I mean, if you want to look at it that way.
Yeah.
So while I sort of agree with your sentiment that there could be a desperate team out there, I don't necessarily say, oh, it's even worse if Judge performs well. So I don't think the two correlate, but I think your second point on that is fair. But as far as, I mean, I don't know Juan Soto's mind, neither do you. So we could play this game. If Judge has a great year, he's more likely to want to stay with Aaron Judge because he can help his career, or he wants to be the guy, or he doesn't like this, or he likes that. Like, I have no idea. I just have no idea. I don't think Juan Soto would shy away from being on a good team like the New York Yankees. Where's he going to go? Somewhere where there's no other good players? Like, I understand.
Yeah, especially if they're winning.
Yeah, I mean, I understand Judge is special, and it'll always be Judge's team. Right, that's Judge is the captain. Judge is a homegrown Yankee. It'll always be Judge's team. I think the crowd absolutely adores him, though. They've given him as much love as possible. I mean, when you look at free agency, there's always players that have been there longer, or like it's very difficult to go as a free agent and make it your team. I mean, he's such a good player that it certainly is possible, if not even likely, if there's no real big time homegrown player. So if he wants to be the guy, if he wants it to be Juan Soto's team, it'll never be Juan Soto's team with the New York Yankees, not with Judge. They can share it in many levels, but Judge will always be the homegrown guy. And to your point, Judge is better. Judge is the better player. And I like saying it now because I was saying it in April, and people were calling me crazy, and now nobody thinks I'm crazy. But Judge is clearly the better player and the more important player, and it'll always be his team. He's the captain of the team. Much like when Alex Rodriguez came here, it's Jeter's team. Jason Giambi comes here. Those, whatever you think, and I know this upsets Yankee fans and Jeter fans, those players are clearly better hitters in the moment for a season. You know, I mean, Giambi, not for the career, but when they traded for him, he was coming off MVPs, 40 home runs, you know, 1,000 OPS seasons. Like, he was a better player than Derek Jeter. But it's Derek Jeter's team. Alex Rodriguez, clearly one of the handful of great players to ever play the game, was better than Derek Jeter. But it's Derek Jeter's team. It'll always be Aaron Judge's team. So I don't know if that plays a role in it or not. People think that they won't want to pay Soto more than they pay Judge because it's Judge's team, which I think is patently ridiculous. They'll pay him. He's earned it. They'll pay him. That's how free agency works. The next guy gets more money. And he's going to be 4 years younger when he hits free agency than when Judge was. But I don't think there's anything that we can look at and guarantee he'll stay or guarantee he walks. Right? The money of Steve Cohen, oh, he's definitely going. Oh, the disaster that is the New York Mets and the instability and the infighting and all. Why would he want to join that crap? He's never going to the Mets. Oh, Judge is having a miserable season. The Yankees, you know, it's too much to carry all by himself. Why would he want to do this? The pressure of playing in New York, he'll go take the money. He's definitely leaving. Oh, Judge is so good that he's going to play in the shadow and he won't want to do that. So, he's definitely going. There is no definitely, and we have no idea what's going on. None. What I do know is the Yankees are going to be motivated to pay him, much like at least a handful of teams will be in the offseason. And that's why this year is so important. I agree. We said it all. We all said the same thing. That's why the Rizzo conversation is happening now. That's why even the DJ LeMahieu conversation, in my opinion, too early, is happening now. That's why Gleyber Torres, everyone's yelling about Gleyber Torres. I get it. I see the drop pop-ups. I see the missed ground balls. It's the same thing we've said about everybody who plays his style of baseball. We said the same thing about Robinson Cano. The difference was Robinson Cano was hitting 300 and hitting 30 home runs and on his way to a Hall of Fame career, and Gleyber Torres pales in comparison to both him and the 2019 Gleyber Torres and what we all hoped he would be. If he was great, we'd live with it. He's not great, so it's hard to live with the drop pop-ups and the casual nature of how he plays the game. But I don't know what you could do with him. You play him.